Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the show. Great to have you with us. Our number 1-800-795-9565 with some open line time. Our thanks to Tim Frazier, the Penn State basketball point guard, for being on with us in the last half hour. As he's gone now to the LeBron James and Deron Williams basketball camps in two of the last three weekends. I had the privilege of being there when he made the speech to the team about his expectations for the upcoming season. Tomorrow we're looking at Amanda Dell. She is the going to the Olympics from Everett. Quad skulls. We're looking to talk to her tomorrow. And then we will be at Lift for Life, and we'll have several Penn State football players on the show at Lift for Life on Friday. Next week, Murray Chats, Ron Cook week. A lot to talk about. Our number 1-800, walking in water.
This is true. Dead. I like to bring, you know, I let's mix entertainment with sports here. And Carlson's Call Me Maybe is the biggest song. 10 mascots have done it.
A brilliant find. I love it.
It was my idea. It was a horrible idea. Bartlett's idea. Oh, this is.
I mean, you have to understand how things work here.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's taking you a while to catch on, all right? You, on the other hand, have a kid who's
sit right there. That's
this would be good.
Wow.
Well, they can't. We would never be able to play there anyway because
your guys to go on contracts and just don't.
That's all. Because I tended to text Sarah during the game a couple of times. The guy dropped one in the end zone, and I couldn't.
So you negotiated five more days, and he again, panic sets in. He is the prince of panic.
Listen, I could care less if he signs or not. I'm just saying it's stupid that they're discussing $1.25 million, and that's what's holding them apart.
Oh, Kevin, you and Sunbury Broadcasting have gone through this merry-go-round before. I figure you'd empathize with the dude. Jeff at Sealands Grove on the Lenape Solar Hotline. Jeff, thank you for being with us at 1-800-795-9565. Your perspective is certainly welcome.
Hey, if we're sending football to Europe and basketball to Europe, hey, why don't we start a United States cricket team? Then we could have the cricket all-stars after the baseball all-stars.
Yeah, but then they'd sit there in the box all the time, clean off their cleats, and it would be a long, drawn-out event, and nobody would want to watch back-to-back with a baseball game.
Well, Jeff, if I were the Cricket Association, I'd be playing today and tomorrow. That way I'd get the spotlight all to myself.
Yeah, they could all dress in funny pants and grab themselves.
Well, how graphic.
Have a good afternoon.
Jeff, thanks a lot. 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565.
Puts it all in perspective, doesn't it?
Major League Baseball, right, finally has the spotlight completely to itself. NBA Finals are over. Stanley Cup Final, over. Wimbledon, over. We're still a week away from the British Open. We're 2 weeks away from the Olympics, completely to themselves. And what do they do? I was on a plane at 11 o'clock in the morning. I think you can do it.
From
Ann Arbor, making a ton of money. 795-95. Great to have Sarah on the show. And, again, I praise her idea. It was marvelous. I think it adds a lot to our website. Air of entertainment, fun. You're bitter. Why don't you come up with ideas like this?
I don't
appreciate that. News.
To have goals,
you're okay.
Sunbury Motors in the Northwest Street Auto Plaza is having their 64th annual July New Truck Sale. Choose from over 75 new F-150s with discounts up to $7,000. Sunbury Motors is loaded with Super Duty trucks. Pick from Super Cabs, Crew Cabs, Diesels, and Duallys. Save up to a whopping $10,000 on Super Duty. SMC has new 2012 Ford Escapes as low as $19,880. And 2013 Ford Explorer 4x4s from $29,970. The all-new, totally engaged daily S6. Take $5,000 off a new 2012 Ford Edge. And they're on sale for just $25,915. Every new vehicle from Sunbury Motors comes with an extra set of tires. And 0% financing is available on many models, including 2012 F-150s for the first time this year. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com. Hurry before someone gets your truck.
But here's my number.
That's right. You're bouncing back and forth in the car right now, and you are loving it. We're 51 days away from football season as the Nittany Lions take on Ohio University. Love and life, and time now for two of our features that we've now incorporated into the show. First of all, our play-by-play cut of the night. We go back to Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. We pick up the call on Fox Sports of Joe Buck with Melky Cabrera at the plate.
2-2 pitch. Into left field, back at the wall, and this one's gone. A two-run shot by Melky Cabrera, and it's 8-0 National League. And Cabrera, the former Royal, is 2-for-3 tonight as the NL is having fun trying to win their third straight All-Star game.
And they did by a score of 8-0, and Cabrera was the game's most valuable player. The only faux pas for him all night were those electric orange shoes he wore. But other than that, a great night for Melky, continuing a great season that he has had. He and Andrew McCutchen are probably the two players that are neck and neck for the MVP in the National League this season.
You didn't like Melky's shoes?
Well, he was easy to follow.
Exactly. You could know. You knew exactly where he was all
last
the time.
Last time I saw something like that on Fox was when they had the puck.
When they had the puck glowing?
Glowing. Yeah. It's the same thing. When he ran, it looked like his shoes were glowing. Time now for this date in sports history. Brought to you by Kevin has to sell it. Insert sponsor here. What? It's called putting pressure on you.
Thanks.
No,
thanks,
really. This is good stuff. Come on. July 11th. There we go. 1914. Babe Ruth debuts in the major leagues with the Boston Red Sox as a pitcher. Ends up being a 20-game winner twice. Ends up being a World Series winner with the Red Sox a couple of times. And at one point, as a pitcher, held the World Series record of 29 2/3 scoreless. Until Whitey Ford finally broke it. As a pitcher, he won 96 games in his career. 19, Honolulu, the first tournament outside the continental U.S., is played, sanctioned by the U.S. Golf Association. 1985, Nolan Ryan of the Astros became the first major league pitcher to earn 4,000 strikeouts in his career. I believe he struck out Brad Mills, who is currently the manager of the Astros. 1987, Bo Jackson signed a contract to play football for the Los Angeles Raiders for 5 years. He was also playing baseball at the time with the Kansas City Royals. 1994, Sean Eckert sentenced in a Portland, Oregon court to 18 months in prison for his role in the attack on figure skater Nancy Kerrigan. And in 1995, Mickey Mantle made his final public appearance. It was to increase awareness of organ donation programs. And that is this date in sports history. Brought to you by Kevin Must Work On.
Trying to find your orange cleats because I'm going to buy you a pair for Christmas.
Tremendous.
Well, you know, they said they were fast. I mean, Melky looked pretty fast. What was it? Who was it? Adam Dunn. Adam Dunn, who didn't get into the game, did have a pair, and he said, they're fast. Yeah. Didn't get to really see them, but Pablo Sandoval had a triple in the first inning. You know, something he hasn't been able to do when he wore the black shoes of the Giants. So maybe there's something with the orange shoes.
You're kidding, right?
Well, What else was different? It's got to be the shoes.
Who's this?
Pablo Sandoval hit a triple in the first inning. Now he hasn't he hasn't done that wearing the normal black shoes the Giants wear.
And it also is a park where you can hit a lot of triples.
But you really know how to take the fun out of a topic, don't you? You just suck the fun right out of it.
I thought the conversation Barty and I had was marvelous.
No, it was brilliant.
She's a contributor. She contributes.
She's a PTPer.
A marvelous piece on our website, stevejonesshow.com, with the Big Ten mascots, with the music and everything. It was great. Tremendous. The Big Ten mascot video is what it's labeled. It's fabulous. You know, Goldie the Gopher. I mean, everybody. I mean, it's great stuff. You know, and I come up with this date in sports history, play-by-play cut of the day. Now, let's get to your contributions. You think shoes are important when it comes to running. The color of the shoes makes you run faster.
You know, David Wright could wear those normally because there's orange in their uniform.
Yes, he could. That'd be marvelous. Yeah.
But he wore them last night, too. I thought it looked good on him. It worked out really well with the hat. He had the orange undershirt on.
Okay, so Goldie the Gopher is at the stadium. Okay. The Hawkeye is up on a basket at Carver Hawkeye.
Right. You're talking about the Call Me Maybe video, right?
Yes.
All right.
The Cornhusker is in the stadium.
He's all over the place.
Okay. Well, the mascot is at Sparty and is also at the MSU Student Union. Goldie's in a pool.
Right.
The Nittany Lion is in
the parking lot.
No, he's at the golf course. He's at the golf course.
Oh, is he at the golf course? Well, he mows the grass at the golf course, too.
Okay. At the Capitol is where he is. Is where Bucky the Badger is. They went inside for the secondary Nebraska mascot to the indoor football facility. And then
that's cutting, Little Red, right?
Yeah, Little Red.
Yeah.
And the Nittany Lion was cutting.
Yep, mowing the grass.
Then they go into the stadium again for Bucky Badger. Meanwhile, Sparty's he's picking up women and the whole thing in this video. He's doing pretty well.
But nothing's better than the beaver coming out of the water.
It's a gopher.
It looked like a beaver coming out of the water.
Then they put Herky the
Hawk. You call it what you want.
Herky the Hawk. And oh, look, see, the Nittany Lion was waxing my car. This is great stuff. I didn't realize my car was in there.
How many gophers do you see come out of the water?
I don't usually hang out looking for it.
Trust me. I grew up where there was a lot of gophers. They're not coming out of the water.
With the Nebraska indoor facility, I mean, this is great stuff. You put on like two steel droplets and, you know, kind of killed the website for a month. And Bucky the Badger's Brutus Buckeye is outside of Ohio State, outside the Jesse Owens Pavilion.
Oh, somebody please hit the music. Oh, thank you.
What? It's an enjoyable video. I mean, the Nittany Lion can dance, can move.
We knew that already.
Meanwhile, you have iron droplets and a 1996 Olympic mascot on there.
They all dance, but you don't get excited about that.
They represent nothing. This isn't Seinfeld.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
I'm surprised and shocked that a person who lives vicariously through video games has not brought up the new EA Sports NCAA Football 13 game where you can take Heisman Trophy winners and put them on your team.
I already bought it. I was in line to get it. I have the Olympics game, too. Actually, the official Olympics game.
So, what Heisman Trophy winner do you want, and which team do you put him on?
You know, I don't know yet. It's going to take some time. I have to think about it. I have to look at statistics, see where they rate the players, how they have the players rated, what their skill sets are in the game. I mean, this is going to take some time. It's not something you can just jump right into and just go, he's on my team. You have to analyze this. Then you got to practice with him to make sure he fits your offense or the offensive scheme you want to run. And once you get that, somewhere by mid-August, then you're ready to go online and play people.
Okay. Really?
Really. This is not just a simple thing.
Am I doing too many games? Am I missing out on something in life?
You are missing out on something in life. Listen, when you still play Pong and call that a video game, you've missed out.
I never played Pong in my life. I've never played a sports video game.
You know, you're going to laugh at this. And which is no surprise. You usually laugh at everything I say, but you're going to really laugh at this. You'd be surprised how much you can learn about, especially football, playing a football video game, because you have the opportunity to play different positions in the game. Now, most everybody wants to play the quarterback or play the running back or whatever, but you know, you can actually learn how receivers run their patterns. You can actually see how guys block and what happens when you don't block and when the blocking scheme doesn't work right. It's actually a really good learning tool for young players. And it's a way to get them to watch the game and be interactive with the game as well.
I go to practice. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. So do you learn from video games? Do you learn how to play the game from video games?
Are you asking me? Yeah. Yeah, I've learned actually a lot of different formations. I learned a lot of different defensive schemes from it. Stuff that I've seen before, but I haven't seen exactly how it works on the field, because now you can actually watch every position, or you know, be able to play every position and see how it impacts the game.
Really?
Yes.
I have nothing against video games.
Oh, not you.
Oh, I think they're entertainment. I think they're great entertainment.
But see, you see a video game differently. You see a video game when it was just entertainment. Now, the whole point of the video game, especially Electronic Arts versions, is to make it realistic.
Okay.
The more you can make it almost a sports simulation, the better it is.
I see.
And that's what companies like EA Sports, for example, have done a really nice job at.
I give them a lot of credit because I've seen them, obviously, and I'm impressed by the realism, and I'm impressed by the entertainment value of them. But I've never played one. Now, have I played in my lifetime? Have I played somebody gave me a gift, Tiger Woods Golf once. So I have that. I probably haven't done anything with it in 4 or 5 years.
Wait, you have a video game, Tiger Woods Golf?
Yeah.
Well, you just say you didn't play video games, I thought.
Well, it's a computer.
Oh, well, that's no different.
All right. But I mean, I haven't touched it in 4 or 5 years.
Remember,
I think I played it twice.
Okay, there were two big baseball games. I guarantee when you were growing up, because I'm not that much different than you, but I do remember both of these. Stratomatic and APBA baseball.
I had APBA.
So I had them both, but APBA I liked better. This really is not that much different. Instead of using dice, you're actually doing the things. It's not luck. There's some skill to it.
There's skill to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a video game.
Right, but if you're the quarterback and you have a blocking scheme that's in front of you, that's a pass protection, and you decide to run out of the pocket and scramble on your own because you want to be the star, and the linebacker comes up and hammers your quarterback into the turf 3 feet, you learn quickly that that's not the way you want to play the game.
See, if I have a question, I just go to Bill O'Brien and I ask him.
All right, the question, I want you to ask Bill O'Brien if he's ever played a video game.
Well, I can't imagine that, unless he played against his kid.
Well, that still counts.
Yeah, I have bought video games for my kids. EA Sports, baseball, football, they loved it. My boys loved it. You know, I never got into it. I never could. I was like,
I've actually taken, I used to take career mode, and I built myself as the player I've always wanted to be and never was. And then played that player's position as sometimes quarterback, sometimes I was a running back.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. I mean, I think it's entertainment. I think it's no more than entertainment, but it's entertainment.
Well, it changed from being entertainment to being slightly educational of the sport when John Madden started coming out with the games, because there was an Ask Madden segment or a button that you could hit. So if you weren't exactly sure what play you wanted, you'd hit that button and he'd suggest a play and tell you why.
Okay.
So there was a little learning experience. There's a little learning experience in it. And you also, as you're picking your play, you're seeing all the patterns and the guys that are supposed to run the pattern and where the blocking scheme is. So if you're learning football, it's a very good tool.
So how long does it take you to play a game?
I usually only play 5-minute quarters, so usually it doesn't take that. Usually, I don't know, for football, probably about 20 minutes.
Okay.
Maybe a half hour if I take a break.
Okay.
We don't have any announcer at halftime giving me scores from every other game either, so you know, we just go right into the second half.
So it's not like Monopoly where you sit there for hours?
No, 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 no. Monopoly can be painful.
Hmm.
I mean, you can still sit there for hours, but...
Right. Okay.
So, yeah, I completely understand the NCAA 13.
So you can learn the game... And you could take a Heisman Trophy winner and put that Heisman Trophy winner in your team. So
yes.
Desmond Howard could be at Ohio State, and Eddie George could be at Michigan. Robert Griffin III could be playing for TCU.
Have you seen the commercial for it? The there's the LSU mascot is playing with RG3 as his quarterback, and the coach walks in and goes, "I treated you like a son," and then he walks out. It was pretty funny. But yeah, that's the every year Electronic Arts comes out with a new little tidbit. Like probably about 5-6 years ago, they had what they called.
I think it's a neat concept. Yeah. I mean, I think it's a neat concept.
Well, all right, here you go. The version that I have was one of the first years they came out with what do they call it? Road to Glory mode. So. You actually have to go through and experience the college life. You have to decide, is today the day I'm going to lift? Am I going to study today? Am I going to meet with my tutor? You have to pick a major, and then you have to actually go through every so often and take a test. You take tests and quizzes in your off days, still go through your practices to add to your abilities, and then play your game on Saturday. And, of course, if your grade point average isn't high enough, you don't get to play. Now, you can't get much more realistic than that.
No, you can't, I guess.
You're into all of this now. You're like, wow, I didn't realize this video game did all this stuff.
No, actually, if I want to go to training table, I can. If I have a question about something with the quarterbacks, I ask Charlie Fisher. Question about something on the defense, I'll go to Teddy Roof or Ron. You know, Larry. You know. That's how I live.
And it works for you. And I'm happy.
It works for me. Yeah, I filled out my my football announcers top 25 poll this week. I submitted it. I filled out my Big Ten Network 10 players of influence, 5 each division, submitted it.
Oh, you know what? That brings up a question that I wanted to ask you. Right now is about the time where everybody starts their preseason polls or preseason players to watch.
Right. Which I was forced to do both now. I did both of them this week.
How do you do that? How do you come up with a preseason player to watch? You know, for like the Groza Award and stuff like that. I mean, how do you choose that this player? And then how long is it before they have to make a definitive decision on who gets, you know, who's in the finals?
I just had to pick 5 players in the leaders and 5 players in the legends to watch. It's because they want this for the Big Ten Media Day. That's why.
Yeah, but when do they cut it down is what I was asking. I mean, when does it get cut down to the finalists or however you want to word it?
Oh, they have their own timetable and dates. Just go to the award. They'll tell you when they'll name the next ones. You know, when I vote for the Wooden Award, I'll get updates during the season. Hey, we'll cut it down from 50 to this and blah, blah, blah. You know, fine. I don't really care until I see the final ballot. Because on Wooden, you can't write somebody in. For Big Ten, I can write somebody in. Last year in the preseason 10 players of influence, I wrote in Russell Wilson. You know, so you can write somebody in. So I remember Denard Robinson I put down, Rex Burkhart I put down, Micah Hyde from Iowa, one of the linebackers from Michigan State, I've got him in there. You know, and so I mean that's how I looked at that grouping over there.
Well, like, for instance, Anthony Farrah, I understand why he would be on the Groza Award watch list because he actually almost won it last year. So I can understand him being on that list again. But other than guys that, you know, may have been finalists last year, how in the world do you select a list like that when nobody's really gone out and done anything yet?
Well, no, you don't. And that's that I have never been comfortable with voting in the preseason. I have to vote preseason football and I have to vote preseason basketball. So in basketball, I have to vote for the 5 players and who the top 3 teams are going to be. That's what I have to vote for. Football, we used to do it differently. We had to pick a preseason player of the year and this, that, and the other thing. I was like, wow. I was never comfortable doing that. I never really liked doing that. I enjoy voting for the postseason award because, I mean, it's an exclusive group that votes, and I'm one of them. So I enjoy doing that because I take my time doing it. And I'll watch tapes to make sure because it's important to a player to be named first team all Big Ten. It's very prestigious, whether it's football or basketball. The preseason ones are hard for the same thing you're trying to anticipate. You know, I mean, I put a kicker down, for goodness sakes. Put Brett Maher from Nebraska down on my preseason influence list. Certain guys were easy. Monty Ball of Wisconsin's easy. Yeah, it's an easy one. Kawan Short of Purdue, the defensive tackle. John Simon, the defensive tackle from Ohio State. And I put Silas Wright and Mike Monty on there. That's what I did.
I wonder if Farrah's going to be up for the Ray Guy Award again, too.
I'm sure he will be. But Maher from Nebraska is really good. He also is a dual threat like Farrah is. So last year, what I did last year with those two guys is I split it. I put one first-team punter, and then made the other guy first-team place kicker. Because I thought those were the two best kickers in the conference. And it turned out they're the only two of the 12 that double up.
Let's see. Actually, the Ray Guy list did come out today. And I don't think he made the list.
Okay.
Wow. That surprises me. You'd think, because he was on it last year, it'd be an automatic to be on it this year.
Yeah. So I had to vote for that. Same thing with voting for a top 25. It's going to be the first announcers poll is going to be revealed at Southeastern Conference Media Day on the 17th next week. And I'm one of the poll guys on that. I have to have my ballot in every Sunday night before midnight now. So I voted USC number one.
By the way, we have an email from.
And I voted. If you're wondering where I put Penn State 14th, go ahead.
We have an email at stevejones@wkok.com. Jeff wants to give a shout out to the Seals Grove 9 and 10 Little League All Stars. They play in Williamsport tonight, and they have to win to move on because they did lose last night. So they're in the double elimination part. So good luck to the Seals Grove 9 and 10 year old Little League All
Stars. That is terrific, though. Still, it's a great accomplishment to get this far.
When you're playing Little League in July, that's good news.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I think that's great. And they're already starting to cut it down for the Little League World Series. I know the tier championships have now been won, and now it's time to go after district championships and then the state. Then the winner out of the state emerges and goes to the Jamadi Sports Complex in Bristol. It's great. It's cool. It really is cool. So, all right. Our number 1-800-795-9565 hotline powered by Lenape Solar. We're at the Sunbury Motor Studio, 4th Street at Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And also being brought to you by EA Sports, official home video game and athletic experience for Kevin Herr.
If it's in the game, it's in the game.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
Neat.
Isn't it?
Look, let's get somebody on the show from EA Sports.
All right. I'll do that. It'll be entertaining for me.
And I'll let you talk to them.
I'm all for that. I'm jumping up. I'm all for that. I'll jump up and down and do that.
I think that'll be a lot of fun. Next week, Murray Chass, outstanding baseball writer, columnist, Ron Cook, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Coming up tomorrow, Natalie Dell, Quad Skulls at the Olympics. She's from Everett. And Friday, we will be at Live for Life and have several Penn State football players on the show with us live. I think you can live with that, can't you?
Yeah, that sounds all right.
And you can get the EA Sports person on any time, and then the two of you can plot strategy.
You ever see how they actually get the true life movements?
No.
With the motion capture?
No.
You wear this bodysuit with little motion capture sensors all over it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You should actually check out. They had a nice spoof when... When Eli was hosting Saturday Night Live, they were having him do his signature touchdown move for the game. It was funny. You have to go to Saturday Night Live or NBC.com and check it out.
So you have learned the game of football from the game.
No, I did not say that. I said I learned some things about football from the video game.
Such as?
Well, all right, a route. I was a lineman. I didn't know squat about routes, nor did I care. All I knew was if I heard two numbers, it was a running play. If I heard more than two numbers, it was not a running play, and I needed a pass block. It was nice to see that part of the game.
Okay.
You think maybe that had something to do with the fact that my career didn't continue?
Everybody learns in different ways, Kevin.
You're making a judgment about something you've never played. You can't. That's not fair.
Oh no!
You go downstairs tonight. You play 5 minute quarter, and then tell me you didn't learn anything about the game, or that you wouldn't have learned anything about the game. Put it that way.
If I have a question, I ask Jack Ham.
Actually, I think I played Jack Ham before in one of the video games.
And did you win?
He was unreal. He made every tackle he needed to, every time he was around the ball.
Like the real Jack Ham?
I don't know. Looked pretty good to me.
The real Jack Ham actually is unreal.